Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Meta's head of safety, Antigone Davis, said the company doesn't plan to finish the global rollout of end-to-end encryption by default across all our messaging services until sometime in 2023. Meta had previously said the encryption rollout could happen as early as 2022. Meta's WhatsApp already uses end-to-end encryption, as does voice and video calls on Messenger. Android users texting with iPhone owners know that Google Messages does not support iMessage reactions, displaying a separate message for the reaction. Google is rolling out an update to Google Messages to now show iMessage reactions the same way it handles emoji reactions sent by RCS. Ford CEO Jim Farley announced the automaker will no longer work with Rivian to jointly develop a Ford-branded EV. Ford still plans to produce 600,000 EVs a year by the end of 2023. Farley cited the complexities of meshing hardware and software between the two as part of the reason to end development. Ford invested $500 million in Rivian in 2019. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele announced the country plans to build the first Bitcoin city in the eastern region of La Union. This would be initially funded by Bitcoin-backed bonds, use geothermal power from a nearby volcano, and not levy taxes outside of a value-added tax. Initial bonds for the venture will be issued in 2022. Rolls-Royce, the aerospace company, not the BMW subsidiary, announced its all-electric plane, the Spirit of Innovation, reached a maximum speed of 387.4 miles per hour in recent test flights, a new record. It also broke EV plane records for speed over longer sustained flights and climbing speed. The aircraft uses a 400 kilowatt powertrain and the most power-dense propulsion battery pack ever assembled in aerospace. Instagram began testing letting users add music to feed posts. This appears to be a small-scale test, with some users in India seeing the option. When preparing a feed post, users will see a new music selection menu, similar to the existing one on Stories and Reels. Retro console maker Analog announced its Pocket handheld console will ship to the first wave of pre-orders on December 13th, with deliveries expected by December 30th. This comes as other handheld consoles like the Valve Steam Deck and the Panic Playdate have had to push back availability into 2022 due to supply chain issues. The U.S. Federal Reserve and FDIC formalized the Computer Security Incident Notification Requirements for banking organizations and their bank service providers. Catchy name. Under this new regulation, as of May 2022, banks must report major cybersecurity incidents to federal officials within 36 hours. It also outlines when banks must report cybersecurity incidents to customers. Disney announced its Amazon-based voice assistant will come to Disneyland hotel rooms in 2022 after debuting at Walt Disney World Resort hotel rooms earlier this year. Disney's Magic Band Plus wearable will also come to Disneyland next year. Starting December 21st, Disney will increase the subscription cost of Hulu with live TV $5 a month to $70 for the ad-supported tier or $76 without ads. With the pricing change, Disney will also include ESPN Plus and Disney Plus as part of the Hulu with Live TV package.
The analysts at Counterpoint Research report that global smartwatch shipments increased 16% in the year in Q3. Apple maintained its top market share, but Samsung overtook Huawei for the number 2 spot, achieving its highest quarterly shipments ever thanks to the launch of the Galaxy Watch 4 series. Samsung also helped Wear OS market share jump to 17% in Q3, up from just 4% in Q2. Next year, the UK will update the highway code to bar drivers from using devices to take photos or play games while driving. The rules will specifically make clear these bans apply even when stopped at a traffic light. Calling and texting while driving was already illegal. Hands-free devices are still legal while driving, and the rules will exempt contactless payments using a phone while stationary. 9to5 Google reports that Google is testing an offers tab in the Play Store. This section offers a carousel of cover images to advertise particular deals and is not the same as the offers and notification page in the app menu. It's unclear if or when Google will roll out the change to all users. And finally, Spotify now displays the play button as the default when viewing an album rather than shuffle. Shuffling album tracks is still an option for users. This change was preceded by a call from the artist Adele, who tweeted, "We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story, and our stories should be listened to as we intended." Spotify replied, "Anything for you." Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.